This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Sarah B'Tavis is a day of fasting. It's one of the Arba Tainiyos, the four fasts that Jews keep through the year. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainis Perek Hey tells us about Asara B'Tavis, what happened that day, and why we fast. The Rambam begins in its Halacha Aleph, Yesh Sham Yomim Shekol Yisrael, Misanim Behem, Neatzareis Sheira Behem. That these are days that Kol Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, not just a sect or a group of Klal Yisrael, but all of Klal Yisrael fast. And this is because of the Tzaris She'iru Bohen that happened on that day. And of course, the reason and the point of fasting is Kedei La'orer HaLevavos Liftayach Darkei HaTshuva. To do tshuva. It's supposed to begin the path of tshuva, fasting. So, Asara B'Tavis, today, must do tshuva. Not just enough to fast, but the fast is supposed to bring, to lead to tshuva. What happened on Asara B'Tavis? Says the Rambam that on Asara B'Tavis, Asiri B'Tavis Shaboy Samach Melech Bavel Nebuchadnezzar Harosh Al Yerushalayim Vehevio B'Motzoir U'B'Motzoik. He surrounded the city, Nebuchadnezzar surrounds Yerushalayim, and he brings the city under siege. So this is the beginning of the Churban Habayis. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, and this is the beginning, the day that it starts. Where is the Mekor in the Torah for this fast? Asara B'Tavis as well as the others. So the Rambam in Halacha Daled tells us, V'arba yimei atzaymei seila rei'ei mefuroshim b'kabbalah. It's a pasuk in Tanakh. Kabbalah means Tanakh. Tzoyim Ravi, the Tzoyim HaChamishi. You're supposed to fast on the Ravi and the Chamishi. What is Ravi? Ravi is the month. Tzoyim Ravi is Eshevasa B'Tamishahu B'Chaydesh HaRavi. Tzoyim HaChamishi Zetish above. It's in the Chaydesh HaChamishi. Tzoyim Hashvi ze Shloisha B'Tishrei Shubachaydish Hashvi Tzoyim Gedalia Tzoyim Asiri ze Asara B'Tavis Shuhu B'Chaydish Asiri. So in Tavis, the 10th month, interesting, it's the 10th day. The 10th day of the 10th month. Is it a coincidence? We'll learn about it a little bit, maybe. But this is not the only thing that happened in Tavis. If you look at the Torah in Simen Tav Kuf Pei lists that there are many fast days in Tavis. In Megillas Tainis, we have B'Shmoyne B'Tavis. On the 8th of Tavis already there was a problem. Nichteva Torah Yevonis B'mei Talmi Amelech. The Torah was translated in Greek. U'bacheshech li'aylam shleisha yamim. There was darkness. There's a medrash, Yavan zu chayshech, b'chayshech al pnei sahaim, and the pasuk says that there was darkness al pnei tahaim, chayshech zu Yavan. And here the Torah is telling us literally Yavan, when the Torah was translated to Yavanis into Greek, it brought darkness to the world for 3 days. It's not just metaphorically that there's darkness. Literal, physical darkness. Unless maybe it just means a metaphor for darkness, but it would seem a certain darkness came to the world. But that's on the 8th. What about the 9th? 9th also. It's also a fast day. A terrible thing happened. They didn't say what it was. In Megillas Tainus, it doesn't say what happened on the 9th. If you take a look on the bottom of the tour, the Megillas Tainus Tfus Vilna, you bring from the Tfus, from the print of Vilna, that there in Megillas Tainus, it does say what happened on the 9th, and that is that Yashka, Isaish, was born on the 9th. What it says. And it's a fast day. Oysa Ish was born on the 9th. Interesting. And on the 10th, we have what it says clearly, Nebuchadnezzar. So it would seem that it's a terrible, terrible month. A bad month. I'd like to be Meir something. I saw the Chassam Sefer brings from a Sefer called Sefer Karnayim. Some Seifin Teres Meisha quotes Sefer Karnayim, Don Yodin. It's the name of the Sefer, the Pirish, Don Yodin. There he goes through the months to explain the significance of the months and the names allotted to the months. And he says, Tevis. What is Tevis? Miloshen HaTova. That it's a month of good. It's a month of good. We know Cheshvin is called Mar Cheshvin. It's a bad month. Even when we go up and we make Kiddush HaChedesh, we emphasize Mar Cheshvin. It's a bitter month. What's so bitter about it? No Yom Tovim in it. Every month in the Jewish calendar has uplifting days, has days of Simcha, of Yom Tov, and Mar Cheshvin is the single one out that doesn't have it. And here, we say terrible things happen in Tevis. And yet it's called Atava, month of good. I went to look up that Sefer Karnayim that the Chassam Sofer brings, because it struck me interesting, because the Chassam Sofer doesn't exactly bring fully what the Sefer Karnayim says. He just speaks about Asura B'Tavis, and he says, look over there and say for Karnayim, it would seem to be in sync of what we're talking. So I went to look it up, and I see he discusses how Tavis is Meloshna Tava. It's a Loshna of good. I'm reading things that are not so good. How do you understand Tavis? It's a Loshna of Atava. And yet we have a specific fast, one of the four, fasting on the Churban HaBayis. Rabbosai, I thought a lot about it. And it brought me to research. What is Asara B'Tavis? What is it? The day that Nebuchadnezzar sieged Yerushalayim. But there's something very interesting, unique about Asara B'Tavis, which no other fast has, even Tisha B'Av. The Torah, the Beis Yosef, they speak about an Avudram. The Avudram paskins that if Asara B'Tavis would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. All other fasts, including Tisha B'Av, which is the fast of all fasts, it's Tisha B'Av. It commemorates Churban Habayis. Yet we would not fast on Shabbos. There's something called the Tisha B'Av Nidcha. If it falls out on Shabbos, we push it off. If Asara B'Tavis would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. Now it doesn't ever fall out on Shabbos. The calendar, which is preset already today, it's already set up, the calendar, it can never fall out on Shabbos, which is also interesting. It's only a theoretical. It's theoretical, which means, had it fallen out on Shabbos, we would fast, but it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. So what's the point? If it fell out on Shabbos, we would fast. It doesn't happen. Interesting. I thought about it a little bit. But we have to discuss the actual Avudram and the Chiddush of the Avudram that you would fast on Shabbos. Why? Even Tisha B'Av, you don't fast on Shabbos. What's so unique about Asara B'Tavis? So the Avudram says, because the Pasuk says that the Rabbi Shalom told Yecheskel, Ben Odom, Ksoiv Lecha, as Hayoim Hazeh, right this day, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, because it was in this day, this is the day, that Nebuchadnezzar surrounded and brought Yerushalayim in captivity. So since they specify the day, and Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, which is actually a double lashon, it's redundant, it seems to be madgish, it seems to want to put strict emphasis that it must be on that day, regardless. Hayoim Hazeh, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, and as a matter of fact, Yom Kippur is also Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, and it is fasted even on Shabbos, because it says Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Says the Avudram that the word Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh is teaching, it's alluding that just like Yom Kippur, you fast it even on Shabbos because it must be that day. Asara B'Tavis is Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Even on Shabbos. Why? What's so unique and special about Asara B'Tavis? More than Tisha B'Av? More than Tisha B'Av? And the comparison to Yom Kippur, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, it's interesting. Need to take note. What is Asara B'Tavis? And the language of the Pasuk is, this is the day. And the day is Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. And we say, oh, look, it's like Yom Kippur. That's also there, it says, Be'etzem Hayoim. What's the comparison to Yom Kippur? Or is there? It's just, it happens to be. Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh teaches us even on Shabbos, and there is no connection. Maybe there is nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Maybe it's just, okay, it's the same words. Or is there a connection? Or is there some message? Or is there something deeper that's in comparison? Yom Kippur, Asara B'Tavis. Let's learn. We've got to understand it. So I've seen many Chasam Sefers, many different places in his Chumash Teira Smeisha, the Chumash Teira, in the Chasam Sefer Al-Ashas, in the Droshes. He deals with this Avudram, why even on Shabbos? And he gives many different terutz and many different answers. We will speak out some of them, but we will begin with the simple one. There's one simple answer that the Chasam Sefer gives. This is in Parshas Vayigash, in his Drush L'Ches Tevis. Chasam Sofer says, if you notice, it's even on Shabbos. Why? Why even on Shabbos? So he says, first of all, it seems to teach us that the Avelus for the Churban Abayis is applicable even on Shabbos. That's the first thing we learn from here. That not Shabbos pushes off Avelus of Churban, but the Avelus of Churban could be done on Shabbos. And he brings a raya. Very interesting raya, and that's why it's in Parshas Vayigash. Some soifer with his interesting insight, his keen insight, brings an interesting thing. When did the meeting between Yosef and Binyamin, the reunification between Yosef and Binyamin, happen? So he says it happened on Shabbos. When we read in the parsha that we just had, Parshas Vayigash, that Yosef and Binyamin unite and they hug and they kiss each other and they cry on each other's shoulders. When did this occur? It occurred on Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer, and where do I deduce this from? He says, because it says, the meal that they prepared for the Shvatim, for the brothers, he invited them for a meal. It was Erev Shabbos Hoya. And then it says, Vaboiker Or, the next morning, they were sent away. So what day was it on the calendar? Must have been Shabbos. And yet we find that they both, Yosef falls on Binyamin and Yosef, and they cry. Chazal say, Yosef cried for the two Batei Mikdash, while Binyamin cried for what? For Mishkan Shiloh. Oh, says the Chassam Sofer, you see from here that you're allowed to cry, you're allowed to be misabel for the Churban Abayis even on Shabbos. Classic Chassam Sofer Abayis. Beautiful. From the Pasuk, he has a beautiful raya from the story that Yosef and Binyamin, they come together, they meet up, and they cry. And Chazal say they were crying over the Churban of the Mishkan and the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, it was Shabbos! You see, you could cry, be misabel for the Beis HaMikdash even on Shabbos. Frektich sam soifer. So why only Asar B'Tavis? Then it should be even on Tisha B'Av. Even on Tisha B'Av, we should be allowed to fast and be misabel on the Beis HaMikdash. Answers the Chassam Sofer. The Beis HaMikdash was the end of the Churban. It was the end of the Churban. It began with Asar B'Tavis. Asar B'Tavis was Aschalto de Pranusa. It's the beginning. The beginning, who knows where it's going to go? Who knows where, how far and how bad it's going to result? It's going to end. So Mela Aschalto de Pranusa is worse. Asar B'Tavis is more chamor than Tisha B'Av. He brings a raya. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara tells us in Makis that when he came to the Beis HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash once was, in the Makam HaMikdash, a shuol, a fox, comes out of the Makam HaMikdash. And Rabbi Akiva laughs, and he smiles, and he's happy. And they ask him, what are you happy? And of course, the question is, the shul coming out of the Beis HaMikdash is the symbol of the Churban. Azel yadav elibeinu, aleilu chashkweinenu, al hartziyash, shualim hilchubay. So in the Eicha itself, it's clear that this is the epitome of the Churban. This is the low point of the Churban, azel yadav elibeinu, that should bring us to sorrow. And yet Rabbi Akiva sees it and he smiles and he laughs. Says the Chassam Sofer, a unique pshat. He saw the end. It can't get worse than this. This is it. This is it.
This is where it ended. Shualim Hilchubai. So it's the end. Tamavainich Bas Tzion. It's the end. At the end, not so bad. Baruch Hashem, it's over. You know, there's an expression in English, be happy, because it can't get worse. This is what it is. This is how it, this is where it, this is it. At some point, this is Tamavainich. This is it. This is where it ended. But in the beginning, it's called Aschalta, the Pranusa. Aschalta, the Pranusa. You never know how bad it'll get. And the Mela, it's worse. And that is Asara B'Tavis. That's the first teretz I found from the Sam Sofer. A simple teretz. Yes! Asara B'Tavis on Shabbos. Because Churban Abayis and the Avelus of Yerushalayim, yes, on Shabbos. I Tisha B'Av, that's not, and then the answer is because Tisha B'Av is the end. And it's interesting, even on Tisha B'Av, as half day passes, we start already minimizing. We start the Avelus and the Halachas of the Avelus. We start being Mamayit. This is Tam Avaynech. We reach the end, and now from here on only, you'll turn better. And right away the next day, we start having Shabbos Nachmu. Right away, we start being Misnachem. Asara B'Tavis is the beginning, which will drag on till the end. Ememela, Schalta de Pernusa is much worse. The Chasam Sofer actually gives another teretz. Very interesting teretz. Sam Sofer says that what was the Aveira that gave Nebuchadnezzar the koyach to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Oh, Moiridik, huh? Moiridik Sam Sofer. Beautiful. Another answer to Sam Sofer. Now, in this piece, Sam Sofer alludes to it. He says, I wrote in another place a different answer to explain the Avudram, but this is what it is. Later on, he brings, a few pages later, from a different drasha, he brings that it was Shabbos. It was Shabbos. The chil of Shabbos, Nebuchadnezzar knew that this will give him the kayach, the ability to win, to overcome Klal Yisrael and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, a chiddush be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, that's when Nebuchadnezzar came. He came on Shabbos. Asara B'Tavis took place on Shabbos. Ben Odom, k'soiv l'chas hayoyim hazeh, be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. Because it happened on Etzem HaYoyim HaZeh Shabbos. Because he knew that it's the Shabbos. The fact that the Yidden didn't keep the Shabbos is going to give him the kayach. Give him the ability to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Memela, it happened on Shabbos. It was that we did not keep the Shabbos that brought about the Churban Abayis, and Mela Asara B'Tavis, the day that he sieged Yerushalayim, Afilu Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZeh, on Shabbos, we fast. There's yet a third teretz that the Chasam Sofer says, which I will share with you in a minute. But there's another interesting Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says, he brings from the Shlah, this is in Parshas Vayechi. Sam Sofer says that the four fasts are merumas in the story of Yaakov when he encounters Sori Shalesov, and the Sori Shalesov hits him bekaf yerechai. Valkei lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael is gidanoshe is the four fasts. What? Brings a shlah that the Sori Shalesov hits Yaakov in the thigh in the Gid Anoshe, and therefore we don't eat the Gid Anoshe. That has to do with the four fasts. So he explains, and he brings from the Shlah, that the Malach fighting Yaakov was trying to make Churban Abayis. Part of the struggle was Esav trying to destroy the hold, the leg of Yaakov. What kept him up, which is Merumis, the Beis HaMikdash. It's part of the Ma'avik, the war of Esav against Yaakov throughout the generations, the Beis HaMikdash. Valkein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael's gid hanoshe. Es is Tisha B'Av. Es is Tisha B'Av. Why? Aleph Tav. Tisha and Av. I'm safe. He brings from the Shlav. Alkein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. Es gid hanoshe. Es. Es. Aleph Tav, Tisha Av. Gid is Gimel Tishrei. The Gimel is the Gimel Tishrei. Yud is Yud Tavis. And Dalid, which should be Tzayim of Shiva Asar, is Tzayim Ravi. Remember we spoke that the fasts are not actually the day. There's no date in the Tanakh, when in the month he's supposed to fast, but just gives you the month. Tzayim Ravi, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaAsiri. So what is Shiva Asar B'Tamis? Shiva Asar B'Tamis is Tzayim HaRavi. See, that's the Dalid. Salkein LaYoichlu! You're not allowed to eat. Gid, Gimel, Yud, and Dalid. Gimel Tishrei, Yud Tavis, Dalid, the fourth month, Yud Zayin B'Tamis. Brings from the Shlah. Frek Tachsam Seifer, why are all of them the date? Tisha B'Av is Aleph Tav, is Tisha Av. Yeah? Gimel is Gimel Tishrei. Yud is Yud Tavis. Yet what? No? Yud Zayin is what? The month. The effect of Sam Soifer. Says the Sam Soifer Chiddush, which is very much along the lines of what we spoke. He brings a medrash. The medrash says, Tzidkascha kahare keil, umishpatecha teheim rabba. Tzidkascha, your righteousness is kahare, it's like very strong mountains, umishpatecha, yet your mishpatim is tahayim, is very deep. Hatzitke shakash bacha isa mefarsim hayayim kipirsim hare kel. The tzitkes of Hashem are open, they're clear. Aba mishpatecha dinim malim zmanim kehalma yishol tahayim rabba. They're deep, they're cut, they're hidden. Tisha B'Av, he says, Chassam Sefer, is Mishtzitkascha Kaharik. It's open. It's revealed. Why? Mizmor La'asa V'Lakim Bo Nachlascha. Mizmor, it should say Kina. Well, I mean, the fact that the Goyim came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash is a Mizmor. It's a song. It's a happy occasion. Kina mi Bayalai. Ala Mizmor Sheshafa Chamasai. Aleitzim Avonim. In the Beis HaMikdash, its destruction. On one hand, it seemed a terrible Yad Hashem, a terrible anger of Hashem, Chareinaf, yet at the same time, we saw Tzidkas Hashem. Within, encompassed in all the Tzar and Yagain, there was tremendous Tzidkas Hashem sits out in the open. So Mela Tisha B'Av is out in the open. As is Dr. Sam Soifer, S Tisha B'Av. Mashen came. Yud Zayin. He says, that we don't see.
We didn't know. Terrible things happened on Yud Zayin. We didn't see the end, the good that came at the end that resulted from all of it. So Mela, the Yud Zayin, B'Tamuz, is hidden. A drush. You hear again, Rabbi, you hear the word. His question is, why Tisha Aleph Tov, which is Tisha Av, that's clear, the day. Yud Zayin is not open. We don't know which day, but it's the month. So he says, maybe, he says, because the Tzidkas Hashem, the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu became apparent in Tisha B'Av. But by Yud Zayin, it still wasn't apparent, and Leil, it's hidden, and therefore, Tohim Rabbah, it's undercover, so to speak. So it's only Beremes. Then the Chasam Sofer says, then I don't understand why, no. Asara B'Tavis, is the day is open. It's clear. As I fract the Sam Sofer. He's mefalpel back and forth. There's something unique about Asara B'Tavis. There's something very unique about it. Like I show you, it's different than any other tightness. What is it? We still haven't came to the end of the information. What is Asara B'Tavis? Nebuchadnezzar sieged, and this is something which is different. A different fast day than all other fasts. Rabbi Say, I find the answer in yet another Chasam Sofer. You ready, Rabbi Say, for another Chasam Sofer? Yeah, no? Ready for another Chasam Sofer? Okay. But before I tell you this last Chasam Sofer, I'm going to bring you, quote you, an interesting Yaivitz that the Chasam Sofer in the Droshes brings and discusses an interesting observation from the Yaivitz. The Yaivitz says, notice that all the fasts are at days that already the sun is going down, which means the days are getting shorter. Shiva Asar, right? Tisha B'Av, Tzayim Gedalia, those are already the days that what? It's starting to get less and less day and more night, that the sun is going down more and more. Asara B'Tavis is in the days that what? Are going actually Shashemesh, that the sun is actually getting bigger. There's more. Now the truth is, of course, Tisha B'Av is a longer fast day than Asara B'Tavis. If you look at the clock, it's definitely longer. But there's something about the fact that the Shemesh is rising here. By Asara B'Tavis, it's beginning its rise, while from Shivasar, it's beginning its what? Its decline. And the Yaivitz points this out. And the Chasam Sofer is busy with it. What does the sun have to do with Klal Yisrael? We don't follow the sun. We're not Tachas HaMazel and Tachas the celestial, the sun, the moon. We're not Tachas the Eibishta, Ayin Shom Barichas. I was thinking the significance of this. And let us quote a beautiful Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer yet in another place. In his Drush, L'Zayin Odor. The Chasam Sofer discusses the difference between Asara B'Tavis and the rest of the fasts. Why Asara B'Tavis will be done even, will be fasted even on Shabbos. Says the Chasam Sofer. Chiddush Nifla, correct. He asks the question, why would they geyser atinus? Yerushalayim was captive, was taken capture, surrounded. You think this was the only time nations of the world surrounded Yerushalayim? Well, this is, it's happened many times through the history. Why do we make us, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that was an occurrence once, twice. But the fact that they besieged Yerushalayim happened a lot in Tanakh. Says the Chasam Sofer, Rakatamu, The mashahoisa ear betir the samatsa stay shanam machsa zu machmashvaisa yaim. Shisamach mel above a mato al Yerushalayim. It's not an occurrence that happened when Nebuchadnezzar surrounded and put captivity to Yerushalayim, but it was the same that time, that day, above in the Bezen Shalmalo, says the Chasam Sofer. They sat in debate. Should we give Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash back to the Jew, to the Yidden? Or should we let Nebuchadnezzar destroy Yerushalayim? K'moy ken yashu bezin shalamala eilam ayminim eilam asmilim achagavra asmilim v'nechav abayis. And of course they won. The Mekatrigim, the ones who were being malamed choyv on Klal Yisrael, they won, and the Beis Hamikdash was given over in the hands of the Nebuchadnezzar to get destroyed. Says the Chasam Sofer, this is not something that happened years ago, but it happens every Asara B'Tavis. Kol Shaloi Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav Kilu Nechra B'Yomav. This debate, this day of decision, what will be with the Beis HaMikdash, happens every year on Asara B'Tavis. Will we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? Yeah. The other fasts are about things that happened in the past. It's about the history. Yes, we need to learn from our history, not to do the averus that brought about that history, and to do tshuva. But Asara B'Tavis is that today in Shemayim, the debate begins anew. What's going to be in the future? When Tisha B'Av comes, will we have a Tisha B'Av on the floor? Or will we have a Tisha B'Av in the Beis HaMikdash? B'simcha B'sasai. That's what happens on Asara B'Tavis. Mira B'Sai. All other fasts, the question was, what's the difference between Asara B'Tavis and all the other fasts? And the answer is, all the other fasts are about the past, the Avar. This is a Yoim Tfila Utshuva, about the Asid. The halacha is that on Shabbos, one may fast a Tainis Chalayim. A person gets a bad dream, he may fast even on Shabbos. Why? Because he needs to do tshuva now in order to stop the upcoming, the oncoming gzeira that might be on his decreed on him. He must fast on Shabbos. It's a tzairich of Shabbos. The Rishayim even called it an einig of Shabbos because he's in bad state of mind. He's suffering. What's going to be? What's coming in the future week ahead? In the future days ahead? He had a bad cholim. Asara B'Tavis, says the Chasam Sofer, is the same fast, like a tainis chalim about the future, and therefore we fasted even on what? On Shabbos. We fasted even on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Sai, let's go back and try to answer all the questions that we spoke. We begin by asking, Asara B'Tavis. Tavis, it's a good month. Tavis, the Karnayim speaks that it's Tavis. I think maybe that's what the Chasam Sofer means when he says this word. He sends us to the Sefer Karnayim. And he says it's Merum is there, what we're speaking. I think this is what he means, the Chasam Sofer. That it is about Hatova. This month is a great month. We could turn it into Tov. It's true that we're fasting. It's true that we're fasting.
And we're bringing up the memory of the fact that Yerushalayim was besieged. But we're not bringing it up as an avelus of the past, but as an isoyrus to turn it into something good in the future. It's a fast which is supposed to bring out that we have the future ahead and we can make it a positive future. The greatest hatava that the Eibishter could do for us is to give us the opportunity to fix and bring back the Beis HaMikdash. That's Chodesh Teves. Chodesh Teves. Hatava. This is the month. Yes, I'm fasting about a Beis HaMikdash. And of course, I don't mean literally Beis HaMikdash per se. I meant the besieging of Yerushalayim, which led to a Churban HaBayis. But it's not about the avelus of the past, but it's about the opportunity to do tshuva, to fix for the future. To change the calendar of Tisha B'Av should be a yom of simcha, a yontif. We had a question. Why is it that the Asara B'Tavis is different than the other fasts, that the day becomes bigger, the sun is rising, while the other fasts are days that the sun is declining? And the answer is, Gevaldik, maybe, that there's a remez here. The remez is that it's about the sun rising. We're fasting as it's the future ahead to make it shine. The future ahead, if I cared, is the sun rising, it's days of good, not that the sun is declining. The other fast is about a tkufa that's gone. It's about a history that once was. Asara B'Tavis is about rising of the sun, a future that will come ahead. A different type of a fast. And this fast is even on Shabbos, like a Tainus Chalai. I think with this we could go back also to explain what the Chassam Sofer points out, that Yosef and Binyamin, they meet and they cry about the Churban Beis HaMikdash and the Churban of the Mishkan. And the Chassam Sofer says, you see from here that even though it was Shabbos, it was permitted to be misabel on the Churban Habayis. Possibly that there's two parts to the Avelus. Avelus can mean that I'm sad about the past. Avelus could also be that I'm a sakin for the future. It's a way of fixing for the future. Yosef and Binyamin uniting. They cried about the Beis HaMikdash that won't be, realizing that the unification of the brotherhood of Yosef and Binyamin is how eventually the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. There's different types of Avelus. Of course, Avelus sad about the past, that has no place on Shabbos. But to bring up the memories of the Beis HaMikdash to be Mesabel, that through that I could fix and I could bring about the Beis HaMikdash. It is about Shabbos. Shabbos is about Klal Yisrael uniting. Shabbos is about an Achdus in Klal Yisrael. So its proper place is the unification of a Yosef and a Binyamin. Bring up the memory of a Beis HaMikdash we don't have in tefillah, in hope, that we will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And possibly we can explain with this the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says from the Shla that Shivasa B'Tamis is hidden, while Asara B'Tavis
That's out in the open. Why is it different? Why Shavasar and Asar B'Tavis is out in the open? It could be possibly. Asar B'Tavis is a different type of Avelos than Yitzayim B'Tamas. Yitzayim B'Tamas is an Avelos of the past and the pain that comes with it. Asar B'Tavis is Sitkeis Hashem. It's to bring out that it could be good. And in the Churban, from Churban comes good and positive and the ability to rebuild. So Enochanami Asara B'Tavis is Begolui. Because Tzidkes Hashem Kari Kael. Yudzayim B'Tamas is Mishpatecha Tehaim Rabbah. Because it's only about the past. And it was the Aschalta. The Aschalta is dark. The beginning of a Churban is dark. The beginning of a Churban is hidden. We don't understand. But as the sun rises, and we see we're holding it by the brink of rebuilding, and we have the ability to rebuild, that's Sitkeis Hashem, it's Begali. Asara B'Tavis is Avelus for the besieging of Yerushalayim, the Churban Abayis that passed, but only in the context of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the difference between that and Yudzayin B'Tamos. I think it's important we take the opportunity to realize the potential that we have in Asara B'Tavis. We can change the future. Could change the future that it could be l'sasa in l'simcha. The Baishah should mekabel our tefillas and our tainis and the mitzvah Hashem. We should be zeichen not to have this year a Tisha B'Av, and we should be able to bring simcha haidah to the Eibishter in the Beis HaMikdash.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.